107.7 The Island is your station for real music variety. Good Tuesday morning. Look forward to this as, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Robin Mays and voice for companion animals with, am I scaring the animal?
No. Nope.
Your adorable, adoptable pet of the week is here. Hi, Robin.
Hello. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I brought Tyke back.
He's so sweet. Look at how cute.
Oh, he is. No. Siamese. What's her name?
Tyke.
His.
Oh, I met Tyke.
Yeah. You have met Tyke.
Tyke was a big fan of mine, if
Tyke
I remember correctly.
Tyke was a fan of yours. Tyke, we had a whole scenario ready for him to be a seeing eye cat for a little blind kitten.
That's right.
But unfortunately, the blind kitten didn't make it.
Are you serious?
So, change in Tyke, where we decided, okay, he now has to find the most perfect, wonderful home, because he's perfect.
Perfect.
Gets along with cats, kids, adults, nice dogs, not dominant dogs. He likes to play with dogs, especially if they're a little bit smaller.
Well, that's got to be a small dog.
Yeah.
There's a heartbreak. That is a percentage of your job.
Yeah, I mean, it was a plan once we knew that this kitten was eyesight challenged, just not fully developed. But you know, it is what it is. She's in a better place, and we knew, you know, you're up against it when she's the last of the litter to make it. You know, that was still fighting, but in the end, she just couldn't. Couldn't do it.
How common is it for the runt?
It's very common when you have litters that one or two may not make it.
You know, I have to hold her. Him.
And he's fully vetted. He's ready to go. He's neutered, microchipped.
Hi,
and
buddy.
He wants to be on the radio.
Hi, buddy with the blue eyes.
Oh, look how cute.
You are a beautiful, beautiful animal.
He is something else. Yeah. Everybody loves him. Anybody that comes out, non-cat people, cat people, just absolutely love him because he is...
Striking.
He's dog-like, and he's...
Well, he's friendly.
Oh, yeah, very friendly.
But he has the most beautiful markings.
Yeah, we were working... he's up front with another kitten in another cage, and we were working with a dog the other day, and... The other kitten, tail up, hissing, spitting, everything. And Tyke's at the front of the cage trying to reach out.
Like, come on over here and
come
see me.
Come on and see me. I'll play with you.
Yes. Hi.
Siamese Tyke, tannish, darkish, blue eyes. Amazing. The eyes are not tannish, darkish. Just, it's the Siamese, pretty
That's
typical markings. For
little snowshoe looking with the... A little white on the feet and
yeah, his back paws are all white. That looks so adorable.
But he's
I would have thought Tyke would have been
snatched.
Oh, he was going to be.
Yeah.
He was going to be. And we had the plan, but you know, Mother Nature had another plan.
Yeah.
Kitty, 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 so kitty, kitty, now kitty, Tyke kitty, gets to move on, and this would be like the perfect office cat. Like a library cat, because he's, you know, you're not going to freak me out with things, doors
and people walking in and out
and crazy people. Where'd you go?
He's right under you.
See pictures of beautiful Tyke in the blog section of 1077theisland.com. Voice for Companion Animals is a nonprofit based out of GI striving to keep pets in their home with their caring owners. They also have amazing pets like Tyke available for adoption. Again, blog section, 1077theisland.com. Did you recently have an event?
We had an event at Farmer's Market to celebrate Rosie and her puppies. And we've had two of the puppies adopted, so we've got four from the well. We still have two in foster here locally and two in Omaha that we're still taking applications on. And we're still the month of September at the casino too.
I have a good idea for a name for one of the dogs that was rescued from the well. Ronald. Think about it for a second. Remember Ronald Reagan? Well.
Oh, well.
Okay, that was a reach.
Yes, he did.
I am full of fantastic ideas.
He started off answering the press with, "Well,
well."
He was one of a kind.
Yeah, he was. Hey, this portion of the huge broadcast is brought to you by Pro Team Design. They made us those animal bandanas, which are still available.
Yeah.
While supplies last, you could stop by here and get a Voice for Companion Animals 1077 The Island Pro Team Design bandana for your beautiful animal. Pro Team Designs, designs that speak your brand for all your screen printing and embroidery needs. Free quotes and superior service. Pro Team Design. Check them out on Facebook. And you can also see what they can do. ProTeamDesign.com. Hi, Tyke. You beautiful little cat.
He's looking to walk across your keyboard.
Did she bomb?
Mm-hmm. Must have been the canned cat food I fed him before we came.
You sure it was Tyke and not the...
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, all right.
I'm pretty sure.
all right.
Well, don't let that deter you from adopting this beautiful animal.
Just don't feed him canned cat food before you go to the radio station, or else when you close the door...
Don't give him hummus.
There'll be odoriferous emanation.
Hi, Tigers.
Oh, look how cute. Oh, such a sweetheart.
Award-winning photography, courtesy Laura Hurley. Robin, thanks for everything you do.
Thank you guys for your support. We appreciate it.
Keep up the good work.
We thank you. We will. Here I am.
Hi.
Oh, here, I'm going to shut the computers
off. Hi,
Tykers. That wasn't me that did it. Somebody did it. Wasn't me.
Franz, man. There's a party going on
right here. Waking up with Franz, man. One man party in the morning.
It's a celebration.
107.7 The Island.